Time for group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, need some outside perspective on a situation with my husband.
Okay.
We've been together for about 8 years. Mm-hmm. Overall, we've got a pretty solid relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, we've been trying to spend a little more time with our own friends separately, which I thought was going well.
Okay.
Last weekend, my husband told me he was going to hang out with some work friends. I didn't push for details, but when he got home, I asked where he went. After hesitating, he said it was a friend of a friend's house he was at who was cooking.
Okay.
Fast forward to yesterday, I needed a confirmation code from his phone for something, and I happened to see a work group chat. Looked. Turns out he wasn't at some random friend's house. He was actually at the home of a female coworker's family with her whole family there, too.
That's weird.
Now, I don't necessarily think it's cheating, but I can't wrap my head around why he'd lie about where he was.
Mm.
We've always talked about the importance of honesty. I don't want to be in a relationship where little lies like this become normal.
Right.
And he doesn't know that I know.
Mm.
So should I confront him?
Mm.
And if so, how do I even approach it?
Mm.
I don't want to accuse him of something I don't believe he's done, but I also don't want to let it slide. So would love your thoughts.
I think his response is going to tell you everything. So if you say, hey, tell me where you were again. And
he's going to be like, why do you ask?
And maybe you just say, you like literally just say, hey, I needed a confirmation code because I was doing something and I grabbed it from your phone and I saw this text thread. And why didn't you tell me you were at so and so?
It was her
yeah,
house.
Yes. Yeah. And so his response, I think, will tell you everything. If he gets really defensive and aggressive and denies and is like, why were you looking through my phone? And all that stuff, then I think that tells you that there's more than just, it was just a coworker. You know what I mean?
Well, Amy says yes on Facebook. You most certainly should confront him. I don't know what anyone says or how they try to sugarcoat it. He's cheating.
Oh,
if it was only
gosh.
A friend, he wouldn't be at her family's house. And I bet it was also his idea to start spending more time with friends, wasn't it?
Oh, we don't know that.
Don't know that.
Oh, gosh. Hey, yeah. I think it'd be good if we branched out or we just had some, you know, friend time. And, you know, and I mean, I think that that is good in a relationship where you can have some of that time to just be with your friends without maybe your significant other.
Well, you should, yes. But if it's like on a super regular basis and it's like it seems really out of the ordinary, and if we're lying about it,
I mean, if he says, oh yeah, that's Heather's house, you know, I honestly, I don't know why I didn't tell you it. I just thought maybe you'd think there was something.
You jumped
up
to conclusions. Yeah.
So, you know, she's a coworker. There was a bunch of other like coworkers there too, but we just decided to go to her house at kind of the last minute. If he is able to explain it in a rational, quick way, then maybe there's not.
Could tell that he's really good at lying.
Yeah, I was going to say. If he's
seem real convincing. Ah, oh, babe, it's nothing. No big deal. Sorry, I didn't want you to think anything, so I guess that's fine. Yes. Hey, what's for dinner?
Hey, by the way, let's change the subject really quick. So, when are you going to go out with your friend so I can go out with mine again?
Uh-huh. And end up at her house again, probably.
Oh, my gosh.
Spontaneously.
All right. Hey, tell us how this, how did you catch... Man, I don't know if I want to get into that because it's going to freak her out.
I know.
Did you know
where
I was going
with this? We've already freaked her out because she wasn't in that lane. She wasn't like, I don't think he's cheating. I'm just kind of wondering, why do you lie?
I know. And I'm getting ready to go, hey, how did you catch your partner cheating?
I don't know if that's a side street we need right now.
All right. Well, if you want to comment on Mandy, you can. But Mandy, plug your ears because if there's a, hey, this is how I found out that my partner was not being truthful, we'll say.
Or we say we found out that my significant other was lying and it was innocent, it was fine.
Oh, yeah, if you got that story too, yes. Yeah, sure, we'll accept that. Fine. We'll accept that, Mandy.
It's fine.
Everything's fine.
It's fine, we're fine, everyone's fine.
Why do people come to us?
I don't know.
Like, holy cow. Okay, anyways.
Thank goodness they do.
502-795-1997. So Mandy found out her husband lied about where he was going. He said he was just going to go out with some office friends, then found out through a group text message that she happened upon that it was actually a female coworker's house. And it
was, he said front of a friend's house, but it was a female coworker's house with her whole family.
Right. And so she's like, so why would he lie? Yeah. And I was just like, hey, you know what? Maybe you just literally say, hey, I was looking for a confirmation code on your phone. I saw a group text, and why did you like who is this person?
And well, Trina says on Facebook, oh heck no, dinner with her and her family, but no other coworkers were there. Nope, crossing boundaries. Sounds like a meet the parents kind of a date.
Chrissy says, first of all, when I start agreeing with you guys out loud to myself in the car, does that make me crazy? And secondly, why didn't she just go to him all chill like she came to you guys like, hey, accidentally saw this message. Why were you lying? It makes me feel kind of weird that you would just lie about something so simple.
Kind of suggested, just because how she found out was organic. She just like checked. She needed like an access code. And then that's how she saw the work group text and how she figured out he wasn't where he said he was.
Yeah. And Amber said, hey, tell Mandy to follow her gut because I found out. Because I checked our phone bill.
Oh.
Man, I'll tell you what. Guys sometimes just want to be caught. Like, I feel like these are obvious things, right? Andrew the Love Doctor calls our show all the time. Not a real doctor. Just likes dispensing the love advice. Tells it to you straight. What's your thought on this?
Well, first things first. This is not a little white lie. Let's get that out of the way, number one. Number two, Ben, I'm impressed. You're exactly 100% right as the way she should approach it. A, looking for a passcode, pick your phone up, notice that, you know, you weren't where you said you were. I said, you know, just, and ask him about it. Absolutely 100%. You're exactly right in the way you worded it, Ben. That's exactly how she should do it.
Well, it's the truth, too. It's literally just, that's how she found out.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. I mean, if he hesitated when she asked him, that might be a little bit of a sign for me. But this is probably not going to end very well.
Oh.
I'm just giving you my opinion. Yeah, there's no reason to tell that kind of lie 8 years in, guys. If he went to a different spot, oh, we decided to go here, then you let her know that at that moment or the next day. Hey, when she asks you, hey, we decided to go here. I didn't want you to, didn't want you to freak out or anything. You let that out of the bag before she even asks it. Absolutely. You tell her.
Also, Life 360.
I'm telling you guys, full transparency and communication is the key to any solid relationship. And she doesn't have it right now. So it's an issue, my man.
Andrew the Love Doctor, thank you, buddy.
Keep on loving, guys.
Yeah, Life 360 or just Google. You can, on Google Maps, you can share your location. And yeah, you can do that too. So, but asking to do that now, I don't know. I guess if you ask to do that now and he freaks out about it, then that's another thing because you're 8 years in.
That's another sign.
Why wouldn't you want to know where your spouse is?
Exactly. After 8 years, Mike's he's cheating. Any man that has nothing to hide would be upfront, especially with his wife. Trust your gut. He's definitely cheating.
Golly, that is not a great.
I know, because she came to us. She's like, I don't think he's cheating. I'm just like, why would you lie?
Yeah.
And now I'm sure we have just given her all sorts of things to think about.
Yeah, a lot of things to think about. All right. Well, Mandy, keep us posted. Sorry, but I think.
But yeah, just go to him honestly about how you found out.
For sure.
Just judge based on his reaction if you think that there are more things to worry about.
Yes, exactly. I think his reaction is going to tell you everything you need to know.
Also, was he the one that suggested you guys start spending more time with friends separately? That is also, I think,
an answer
together with all of this might be more significant.
Yep, there you go. All right, keep us posted. That is group therapy.